Since the dawn of time, mankind has produced enduring works of arts, including sculpture. Statues inspired by military service have always been popular, from ancient Rome up to the American Revolution and beyond. While military victories and losses are often depicted, capturing the essence of sacrifice can be a tough order. But more than 50 Polk County High School students were given that task, and they delivered in a big way. The challenge was to design a sculpture representing military service members, veterans, and first responders like police and firefighters, and sacrifice had to be the message. For our series Off the Base, WSS Bobby O'Brien introduces you to the winner of the Platform Art Competition to see just how sacrifice was transformed into art.
A poem titled Honor inspired last year's first place sculpture. This year, the 18-year-old winner turned to the New Testament.
I thought I would relate to it, John 15:13.
There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friend.
It was sacrifice.
Sierra Greenier is a petite redhead with an easy smile and a few freckles.
There's a lot of people who have sacrificed their lives for other people, like in the Army, police officers.
Do you know somebody who sacrificed, maybe not their life?
My grandpa, he was in the Navy. He sacrificed his time to be there and not with his family.
Turning an abstract word like sacrifice into a three-dimensional artwork with universal appeal is not easy work. Sierra floated her idea by her art teacher at Lake Region High School in Eagle Lake.
A person sitting down, leaning over at the folded American flag, contemplating that someone that sacrificed their lives for them or just sacrificed their time.
Have you watched videos or seen or been at a ceremony where they hand the flag over?
No, but my other part of my families have.
Angel Fout, her art teacher, recently attended such a ceremony.
I was just bawling. And when she came to me with that idea, I was like, that, I could tell you right now, Sierra, that's going to hit home for a lot of people.
Sierra's sculpture, it was just universal in its appeal. It made it very easy for everyone to have some sort of touchstone with it emotionally.
Tom Monaco is a professional artist and on the Platform Art Selection Committee.
The purity of her vision is one of the things that was really striking about the sculpture. So you don't want to be like, hey, we can tart it up with flashing lights and, you know, we'll put some spinning rims on it and it'll be really cool.
Monaco is collaborating with Sierra and has her make the final decisions as they transform her artistic concept into cold, hard steel. This is their fourth meeting at his Fourth Wall Studio in North Lakeland. The two artists have already crafted wood templates of the human figure. Now Monaco is at the chop saw, trimming the first piece of steel for the sculpture.
It's all about sparks and flames here.
Up in the loft at his fan-cooled studio, he pulls out an oxyacetylene torch. He lights it and adjusts the oxygen before literally and figuratively handing the torch to Sierra. She is wearing heavy welder's gloves and a borrowed long-sleeve shirt.
You'll see the flame has lots of different colors. And so you're going to bring it up until it's almost just starting to separate, and then you're going to add some oxygen, and that's where it gets hot.
After hammering the heated steel ribbon into a final shape, Monaco goes to the MIG welder to attach the two pieces forming the figure's head.
Go slow. So you're off to the races. It's ribbons of steel, so it's very, very cool. It's like these very elegant, sort of sinuous ribbons of metal that create a silhouette. And then there's the folded flag is actually going to be made out of stainless steel. So the rest of the sculpture will be dark, might even be patinaed. But the flag itself will eternally be bright and clean, so it kind of adds another layer of symbolism.
And that's in a sculpture that already symbolizes a community collaboration of teenagers, teachers, art lovers, and city officials, all with the goal of recognizing the sacrifice of veterans and first responders. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
That winning sculpture will be produced and permanently placed in Lakeland's Veterans Memorial Park.